Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to the new SpanishPod 101. This is Absolute Beginner Season 1, Lesson 1, Going to the Store. I'm Fernando and I'm joined by JP. Hey JP, ¿cómo estás?
Muy bien, gracias Fernando. Welcome everyone to the new SpanishPod 101. We're learning Spanish with some fun and effective lessons. And we're also trying to provide you with some cultural insights which you might not find in a textbook. So Fernando, what should we know about this lesson today?
Well, Luis and Jimena are throwing a dinner party. Awesome. So they've sent Jorge and Andrea to meet each other and pick up some things at the store.
Okay, so Jorge and Andrea are meeting each other for the first time?
Yeah, I think Jimena might be trying to set them up.
Okay, Fernando, give us the details of this lesson.
Well, in this lesson, you will learn how to say what your name is. The conversation takes place in the park, and the conversation is between Jorge and Andrea. The speakers will be using the familiar register.
Okay, now we're going to listen to their conversation in a second, but before we do, I want to remind you all that you can read along with the lesson notes. The lesson notes are found on the website. The website is www.SpanishPod101.com, and we hope you read along with the lesson notes and listen to this dialogue. All right, you ready to hear it?
Let's go.
Let's listen to the dialogue.
Hola, me llamo Jorge. Mucho gusto. ¿Cuál es tu nombre?
Mi nombre es Andrea. Igualmente, mucho gusto.
¿Nos vamos a la tienda?
Sí, vamos.
Let's hear it again, dramatic speed.
Hola, me llamo Jorge. Mucho gusto. ¿Cuál es tu nombre?
Mi nombre es Andrea. Igualmente, mucho gusto.
¿Nos vamos a la tienda?
Sí, vamos.
One more time with the translation.
Hola, me llamo Jorge. Mucho gusto. ¿Cuál es tu nombre? Hi, I'm Jorge. Nice to meet you. What's your name?
Mi nombre es Andrea. Igualmente, mucho gusto.
My name is Andrea. Likewise, nice to meet you.
¿Nos vamos a la tienda? We're off to the store?
Sí, vamos.
Yes, let's go. All right, Fernando, we're back. So, Jorge and Andrea met at the park, and they're going to the store together to pick up some things for Luis and Jimena's dinner party.
That's right.
So, they hadn't met before.
Correct. In fact, they introduce each other, and then it's off to the store to pick up some supplies.
Okay, cool. Well, let's look at the vocabulary in this lesson.
Llamarse.
To be called.
Llamarse. Llamarse. Mucho gusto.
It's a pleasure.
Mucho gusto. Mucho gusto.
All right, what's next?
La tienda.
Store.
La tienda. La tienda.
Okay, next.
¿Cuál es tu nombre?
What is your name?
¿Cuál es tu nombre? ¿Cuál es tu nombre? Ir.
To go.
Ir. Ir.
Okay, cool. Now that we've heard those words in isolation, let's talk about them.
Let's look at llamarse.
Llamarse, to be called, right? Literally, to call oneself. Llamarse.
Yes, in the dialogue we heard in the first person, when Jorge says, my name is Jorge. Me llamo Jorge.
Y yo me llamo JP.
Y yo me llamo Fernando. This is the verb llamarse.
Hola, Fernando. Mucho gusto.
That's our next word. Mucho gusto. This is like in English when you say, nice to meet you. You say, mucho gusto.
Mucho gusto. What else?
Well, what's next is the phrase, ¿cuál es tu nombre?
What is your name? ¿Cuál es tu nombre? Now, Fernando, earlier we talked about names using llamarse.
That's right. You can also talk about names in this word, nombre, which is name, your name, tu nombre.
Okay, one more word.
The verb ir.
Ir. Ir means to go. And how did we hear it in this dialogue?
Well, in the end, Jorge is talking about taking off to the store. And Andrea says, sí, vamos.
Okay, that word vamos is the third person plural form of ir. It means let's go.
Right, vamos, the verb ir.
Cool, now let's look at the grammar. Okay, Fernando, this lesson was all about saying your name.
Yes, Jorge and Andrea both said their names, but they did it in a different way. Jorge says, me llamo Jorge. On the other hand, Andrea says, mi nombre es Andrea.
Me llamo Jorge, mi nombre es Andrea. You know, both phrases get translated the same way. My name is Jorge, my name is Andrea.
Right.
But just in case you want to know the literal translation of both of them, mi nombre es Andrea is my name is Andrea. But me llamo Jorge is more like I call myself Jorge.
Yes, So I call myself Jorge sounds awkward in English.
It does. It totally does.
But in Spanish, me llamo, this is actually the more common way of the two that you use when you want to tell someone your name.
Okay. So people prefer llamarse.
People do prefer llamarse.
Okay. So if I wanted to say my name is Fernando.
Me llamo Fernando.
Okay.
Well, I think that just about does it for today.
Cool. Now, folks, before we go, remember you can leave us a comment on this lesson. We'd love to see your feedback. You can go to this lesson on our website, which is www.SpanishPod101.com. Click on comments. Leave your comments, a question, a suggestion, anything. Just say hello. We'd love to see what you have to say. The website, again, is www.SpanishPod101.com. All right. I guess it's time to go. Hasta luego.
Hasta luego.